Will you give my kite a lift?
Said my little nephew to his sister, after trying in vain to make it fly by dragging it along the ground. Lucy very kindly took it up and threw it into the air, but her brother, neglecting to run off at the same moment, the kite fell down again.
Ah, now how awkward you are, said the little fellow. It was your fault entirely,
answered his sister. Try again, children, said I. Lucy once more took up the kite, but now John was in too great a hurry. He ran off so suddenly that he twitched the kite out of her hand, and it fell flat as before.
Well, who is to blame now?
Asked Lucy. Try again, said I. They did, and with more care. But a side wind coming suddenly, as Lucy let go the kite, it was blown against some shrubs, and the tail became entangled in a moment, leaving the poor kite hanging with its head downward.
There, there, exclaimed John. That comes of your throwing it all to one side. As if I could make the wind blow straight, said Lucy.
In the meantime, I went to the kite's assistance, and having disengaged the long tail, I rolled it up, saying, Come, children, there are too many trees here. Let us find a more open space, and then try again. We presently found a nice grass plot, at one side of which I took my stand, and, all things being prepared, I tossed the kite up, just as little John ran off. It rose with all the dignity of a balloon, and promised a lofty flight. But John, delighted to find it pulling so hard at the string, stopped short to look upward and admire. The string slackened, the kite wavered, and, the wind not being very favorable, down came the kite to the grass. "Oh, John, you should not have stopped," said I. "However, try again."